to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We had a great session in the last hour. If you only get the second hour, you can tune in to RadioMD.com, where the motto, of course, is Stay Well. Same as ours, which is stay well by doing a lot of easy choices that control your genes. Well, anyway, you can stay well. And one of the things in the last hour was this magnificent book, The 52 Foods, New Foods. So it's The 52 New Foods Challenge is the name of the book. Jennifer Tyler Lee, you can Google Jennifer Tyler Lee for the book. Where to get the book, you can get it, obviously, at her website, which is 52newfoods.com, or by Googling her name, or just going to Amazon, going 52 New Foods Challenge. Wonderful book. It talks about different things you can do with families. 52 different things you can do, one for every week of the month. 150 different recipes that are easy to prepare and delicious. I will vouch for one of those being delicious because I cooked it last night. So, 52 New Foods Challenge. This is one of the interesting articles that came out this week, is that U.S. prices are soaring for generic drugs. Why? Decreased competition. I knew this. When I started prescribing a drug, a patient came to me and said, I can't afford it. And I was totally dumbfounded. This was a drug that I've been using for a long time for a rare condition, pheochromocytoma, and it was a generic drug used for other things, for hypertension, and it cost a penny a drug. A penny a pill it cost. And I would give 20 of the pills three times a day to help them control this for the 2 weeks prior to surgery. It now costs $25 a pill. So 20 pills was $500 three times a day, $1,500 a day. And I said, wait a second, the pill only cost a penny. All the other manufacturers had gone away, only one was left, and they just jacked up the price. I think this is unconscionable by the pharmaceutical companies doing this, the generic drugs. And so when you've got for example, Digoxin has gone from 11 cents to $1.10 a pill in just 2 years. How about some others? Well, this is ridiculous. Doxycycline, shortage of raw material and manufacturing capability, it went up 637-fold. Ridiculous. We've got to do something. I don't know whether we start controlling the price of drugs, how we do this. Obviously, the drug companies are inviting us to challenge them. What can you do now? Well, you can call the drug company and say, I can't afford that. Can you do it cheaper? And many of them, by email or Google or go onto their website, will do it less expensively for you. And believe it or not, there are coupons available all over on the internet for less price to drugs. But these are some of the most ridiculous ones. And I think we've got to tell the drug companies they're going to do this, that we're going to fight back and have things much less expensive. Regular pot smokers have shrunken brains. Well, this is a study in experimental mice initially where they give pot to the mice and they shrink their cortex, their frontal cortex, which is where it's a region which is key in the brain, reward, motivation, decision-making, and addictive behavior network. Orbital frontal cortex is the specific area. The researchers conducted the study in humans, looked at their orbital frontal cortex, and found it was shrunk. Now, is it a cause or effect? Well, in the mice, it's a cause. That is, you take grass or marijuana every day, and it shrinks over a really short period, 2 weeks in the mice. It shrinks their orbital frontal cortex. It shrinks the gray matter. Again, that's the key area for reward, motivation, decision-making, and it's addictive behavior. So it shrinks this area. Well, they looked at people who were smoking pot every day, and guess what? They found that those who had who were smoking had smaller orbital cortexes. Now, this was a comparison of 48 chronic users to 62 non-users, but the reverse study was also found. They looked at people who were at age 12, had smaller orbital frontal cortexes, and they found they were more likely to use marijuana by age 16. So, is this cause or effect? We don't know, but it is a interesting effect. By the way, Gary Ginsberg is going to come with us at 16 or 17 after. He's going to talk about, are your genes toxic? That is, what do we mean by your genes being toxic? Laundry pods poisoning risk, cancer on campus. How might smart toilets revolutionize public health? I don't know what the heck he means by a smart toilet. And what are the cardiovascular risks in the average glass of water you have now? And how can you fight those risks should you use charcoal filtering on most of your water? One of the stories that I loved in the last week was gut bacteria is linked to heart failure. This is a really outstanding work by Stan Hazen, H-A-Z-E-N, who is a researcher here at the Cleveland Clinic, who found that if you were had these kind of bacteria in your gut, those are the bacteria that are caused by eating red meat, etc. So red meat, carnitine, red meat, processed meat, pork is a red meat, egg yolks, etc. If you had those cause you to have a different set of bacteria, and those different set of bacteria are associated with the promotion of heart failure. Really scary stuff, meaning, or I don't know, maybe you can look at it as promising stuff, because if you avoid these, you in fact avoid the development of heart failure. So one of the key things in life is to avoid that red meat, avoid egg yolks, avoid foods with lecithin or carnitine. So this is really important work that Stan Hazen has done, and that are associated with avoiding, if you will, development of TMAO. And when you avoid TMAO, trimethylamine oxide development, in your gut, you avoid a lot of developing heart failure. Stan Hazen, you can Google Hazen, H-A-Z-E-N, but it's one of my favorite sets of studies because it tells us why red meat, which we've known for a long time now, why red meat is if you will, troubling for our bodies and so associated with heart failure and heart disease. It is because of the advent of the bacteria change inside your gut. Stan has told us he's working hard, and the pharmaceutical industry is working hard at getting something to protect you. But this is a serious problem, and until we have something to protect you, just avoid the red meat. We'll be right back with Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic and what's not? A absolutely superb set of articles he's going to be discussing. Cardiovascular risks in your glass of water. How might smart toilets revolutionize public health? Cancer on campus. What's going on college campuses that is causing cancer? Are your genes toxic? And laundry pods. I don't have the email today, so if you want to get in on the action, want to call us, 1-877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. This is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, how you can take control of your genes, just like Stan Hazen talked to you about avoiding the red meat, and get control of your health. We'll be right back. Radio MD, stay well.
Thank you. Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer, but find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalief Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalief Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalief.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalief.com. Prevalief, for immediate comfort and relief.
I'll never get used to these 10-mile runs. They are taking so much time out of my day.
Are you training for a marathon or something?
Diabetes runs in my family, and I heard if you lose lots of weight, you can prevent it. So I started running like crazy, and I cut my calories big time.
Oh, get real. You don't have to knock yourself out to prevent diabetes. My doctor said it's the small lifestyle changes you make that matter, because it's easier to stick to them.
Wow, really?
It worked for me. 6 months ago, I started walking a lot and I stopped eating the fried stuff. I've lost 10 pounds. My doctor said I'm doing great.
I'll have to ask my doctor about this. I'd love to get my life back.
Talk to your healthcare provider. Losing a small amount of weight by being active 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier can prevent type 2 diabetes. To get your free game plan for preventing type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Gary Ginsberg, the best session of the week, I always think, is with Gary Ginsberg. What's toxic, what's not? His website is whatstoxic.com. Gary Ginsberg is a wealth of information. Are my jeans toxic? What do I look for in toxic jeans? I wear jeans all the time on Saturday. Are they going to give me a problem?
Mike, do they fit you so snug, they're so hip-huggery hip, that they're cutting off the circulation? There actually is a phenomenon known as tight jean syndrome, in which you can actually pinch nerves, do some chronic nerve damage if you don't pay attention to the signs. There's like a paresthesia. You know how you can go numb in your fingers with some neurological damage? Well, this tight jean syndrome actually causes a numbness, a tingling in the upper legs, in the thighs. That is a hallmark for it when the jeans are just too tight and presses on the nerves. I'm not talking about genes now. There's a whole other gene phenomenon out there in which they fight cellulite, supposedly. There are genes that will actually release lotions and oils into your skin from a packet inside the genes. I'm not talking about those genes, but that's a whole nother subject. So you get me started talking about genes and potential issues, you know, we can go far afield here. But I would say to people, you know, if you really want that tight look, you don't want to wear those jeans a lot, because it could end up doing some nerve damage.
So this is like the tight pants syndrome that guys have, where they haven't changed the belt since high school, and they have a belt size that's 32, and their gut falls over, and when they come to the ER complaining of leg pain, all you do is you cut the belt off, and they're healthy for the rest of their life.
But you know, the ironic thing about this syndrome is that people want to look shapely and sleek, and tight jean syndrome can actually lead to a distended abdomen, so it's going to make you look worse.
Yes, no, that's the that is one of the things that happens with what we called it tight pants syndrome when we wrote about it, I guess 7 or 8 years ago, but I didn't know it occurred in women. I guess the tight jeans are a women thing, as opposed to the tight pants are men. Okay, let's go to another one. What are the cardiovascular risks of a glass of water, Gary?
Well, this is research that is being done now. It's cutting-edge research on the arsenic content of the water. Relatively low levels of arsenic are increasingly being associated not only with a cancer risk, but with cardiovascular damage, higher risk for serious cardiovascular events at levels below which we wouldn't have suspected. This particular study has been done in Native Americans, and looking at fairly large numbers of them and the levels of arsenic in their water, which are not like what we've seen overseas with the really high levels associated with things like Blackfoot disease and cancers. And these are moderate levels, and still we're seeing cardiovascular risks. So the bottom line here is that if you're on a private well, you want to be testing your water for a whole host of things, but especially you want to know what kind of metals are in your water. You want to know whether there's any toxic levels of arsenic or uranium, especially is what we're encouraging people to test for right now. Uranium is toxic to the kidney. Arsenic is toxic to just about anything else in your body, but the cardiovascular data are very interesting, as they're emerging now from this new study in Native Americans.
So let me get this right. We had data from Dr. Oz and the Consumer Reports and then the FDA on apple juice and low levels of arsenic, and on rice and low levels of arsenic. Are these levels higher than those, or is this the same ballpark level?
These levels are a little higher. I mean, we were looking at the arsenic data in apple juice and 10 to 30 parts per billion. The levels in this study, that's a good question, Mike, are a little bit higher. They range from about 20 up to about 80 parts per billion. But we don't necessarily see a threshold to know how low is safe. So, you know, the story with arsenic in general is the less the better.
Now, what about smart toilets? I can't get this out of my mind. What's a smart toilet?
A smart toilet is one that may be yours in the future if it's being biologically sampled. So we're trying, well, there's some new research out of MIT that is talking about smart sewers and smart toilets in which the effluent, what you are flushing down into the pipes, gets sampled. There's a sampler down there, and it is looking for any DNA. So they are testing for, they're considering to test for, the first pilot is going to go in Boston in 2016, testing for viruses, testing for bacteria, testing for the microbiome. What are we shedding? And they're thinking that this will be the best way to find epidemics or outbreaks of infections, maybe the flu, other
by
kinds
testing
of,
yeah. For DNA in your poop.
Yeah, exactly. Testing for DNA in your effluent, in your poop, and to see whether on a town level, on a neighborhood level, whether there's a higher titer of these viruses and bacteria showing, could be the earliest sign that we'll get that there is an outbreak before people become symptomatic, because we think that the titers rise gradually and then lead to symptoms, and it could be that you'll see this rising tide in the toilet.
How fast can a toilet detect this, so to speak?
The samples would be continuously, this would be like real time, this would be continuously monitored. So it would be on a real time chart, and levels would go up and down. And, as a neighborhood gets the flu, levels theoretically would go up. And maybe you'd see the flu outbreak before it became symptomatic, is the thinking. And when it gets down to the individual toilet, you might be able to actually see who is the epicenter, who's starting the epidemic of Ebola or gastroenteritis or whatever.
Now Big Brother is going to look in my toilet every day.
Exactly. And that's one issue is the privacy issue. And then what else are they be sampling for? Would they be sampling for drugs? Because they would have the ability to do that as well. So it makes sense for sewage to be testing for pharmaceuticals and drugs on one level to see if the sewage treatment plants are effectively removing it, or to see if there's any, let's say, nursing homes that are throwing all their used outdated prescriptions down the toilet. That's not a good thing. We'd want to be having them monitor for that. But would we really want them testing our own individual toilets to see what's coming through our system? That would be a bigger privacy issue.
Next week, we're going to talk about laundry pods poisoning risk to toddlers and cancer on campus. Why are we concerned with cancer on college campuses? Gary Ginsberg, you are so wonderful and teach me so much. I can't believe that the government's going to monitor my toilet now. But they may. To see if I'm a point source for infection. This is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well. You're about to have the best section of the day. Bridget's here. We'll be right back.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your healthy trinity. Natron.com.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
We're talking about loving ourselves. You know, how many times have we seen women looking for external validation? This is pretty common, isn't it, Dr. Thomas?
This is really what I call the pain point for human beings.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Ambien now is the first drug in the country where it's a different dose for men than women. The first one.
The naked truth about women.
Pay attention to your body. Okay, that's number one. And that's like a what I call a KGO, keen grasp of the obvious. Okay, let's do it. Now, what's the next one? Come on, Michelle, let's rock and roll.
No processed foods. If you can't pronounce it, you can't eat it. Okay.
And then get your annual exams. You know the ones you've canceled 13 times already? Okay.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
People ask, what's our secret? How are we successful 70 years after my grandmother started our tea company? Hi, I'm Cindy Bigelow, president of Bigelow Tea, and the answer is simple. We take years to perfect each tea recipe, then carefully put each tea bag in the perfect protective pouch, so none of our special flavors escape and no air and moisture comes in. If you're going to take the time to craft the perfect recipe, you need to protect it. So next time you have a cup of Bigelow Tea, do me a favor. Open the foil pouch, smell that aroma. That's our secret.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Did you know the body's natural collagen production slows at a rate of 1.5% per year after age of 25? Replenishing the body's collagen supply helps minimize fine lines and wrinkles and improves skin elasticity, builds and supports bone matrix, repairs connective tissue, improves circulation, and promotes wound healing. With the highest collagen dosage on the market, restore your youthful vitality with NeoCell, the number one collagen brand in the world and the leader in nutracosmetics. Visit NeoCell.com.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Michael Roizen just stepped out, and now I'm in his hot seat. I'm Bridget Tegemeyer, and I'll be filling in for him for the rest of the half an hour, and then we also have Sonar, our amazing engineer, here as well. Right, Sonar?
Yes, I am. I'm here for you anytime.
Great. So we were just talking about, Sonar and I, over the commercial about the interview that we had during the first hour with Jennifer Tyler Lee on the 52 New Foods Challenge. So Jennifer, in case you missed the first hour, is a mom, and she created a cooking adventure, making a game out of trying new foods with her kids, and then developed an entire book of 150 recipes over it. And Sonar was just telling me that the Fibonacci numbers that she mentions in her book don't only exist in food, but exist everywhere. Where else do they exist, Sonar?
They exist in pretty much anything that's a plant. Most flowers will have a Fibonacci number of petals, which is why you don't see like four-leaf petals, flowers, and stuff like that.
Okay, interesting. And then he also said seashells have them, right?
Seashells have it. The way that the galaxies spiral, and even It's technically the golden ratio, which is 1.6, and that is based off of your body as well. Da Vinci actually used it for a lot of things.
Wow. Sonar's so smart. He has all of this, these random facts that he knows that I'm really amazed by because I don't know nearly as many. But to segue from Jennifer Tyler Lee's awesome plan and game for getting more fruits and vegetables into kids' diets, I wanted to bring up a really interesting study that came out this past week about unhealthy eating habits during infancy and the risk of formula feeding and serving junk food to children at a very early age. So researchers looked at 1,555 infants, and they were between the age of 6 and 12 months old, and they found that the earlier that the children were exposed to junk food, the greater the likelihood of them suffering from long-term health problems. And they found, they divided the study by the income and education of the mothers, and they found that the lower income and education brackets were more likely to feed their six-month-old babies formula milk instead of breastfeeding them. And then when those babies reached 12 months, the parents were more likely to feed them foods that were high in sugar, fat, and protein, while the parents that were of higher income and higher education brackets were better able to follow the guidelines that were provided by their doctors or nutritionists. And I think that there's two points that I want to make from this study. First is the importance of engaging your children in eating healthy food and breastfeeding really early on, because that's what's going to set up their palate for the rest of their life. And we also know that formula feeding increases, it deprives the baby of the natural antibodies that improve the immune system, and breastfeeding is found to reduce or to improve the child's cognitive function, and also reduces their risk of being overweight, developing type 2 diabetes, and having asthma later on in life. So all of these really important things that can be determined at a young age. And I remember when I was interning at the Women, Infants, and Children's Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. So that's underserved mothers. I interned there for 2 months, and women would come in with their babies, and they would have soda in the bottles or the sippy cups, and these kids were developing these habits really early on. So I think that the key takeaway that I tried to emphasize with them too is realizing how important it is to switch from what you view as normal to a health, to setting your kids up for healthier habits that they will then have lifelong.
And it's a big period for development too. If you start incorporating those granulated sugars and things like that, you're actually changing the chemical balance of your child.
Yes, you're so right. That's a really good point too. And speaking of the granulated sugars, there was another study that came out this week that talked about juice and the fruit juices that are a lot of times marketed as being healthy and real natural fruit juices, but actually we know that a lot of the juices are high in sugar, and no fruit juice contains fiber. So when you juice any fruits, it removes the fiber from the fruit. So when you're drinking the juice, there's no fiber, which actually can impair your body's ability to absorb the sugar, and it increases your blood sugar levels. So the researchers looked at the association between juice consumption and blood pressure, and there was about 160 adults that were enrolled in this study. And those that reported drinking fruit juice daily were more likely to have high blood pressure compared to the people who consumed juice just occasionally or rarely. So we know that limiting juice can obviously have a good influence on the blood vessels and can help to lower that blood sugar level, which is going to be really key for keeping you, just avoiding that crash later on in the day that causes you to eat whatever is in sight.
Is that a manufacturer juice, like store-bought, or even if I juiced at home, using the skins and everything else?
So even if you juice at home, it removes the fiber from the juice. Obviously, juicing on your own at home is better than buying the fruit juice that's sold in the grocery stores that are different brands. But if you're going to juice on your own, then you want to also eat something that has protein or fat in it to help the blood sugar levels not go so high.
Oh, okay.
So that's a good question. Do you juice, Sonar?
Every once in a while. I've actually got more of a blender at the house for smoothies than juice and things.
Okay, so blending is different. If the whole fruit is going into the blender and then you're just mixing that up, then the fiber will still be intact in the blender.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's way better. I'll stick
with
that.
Yeah, that's definitely the way to go. My brother made me a smoothie earlier with our Vitamix, and it was really good. He put in his protein powder and frozen berries and almond milk, chia seeds, and water. And he's getting used to the taste of the protein powder that I had him buy, but I loved it.
Well, that sounds great. You got all your fiber and everything in that.
Yeah, fiber, protein, and then if you put in something like the avocado or a few walnuts, then you get the fat as well.
Do you put yogurt or anything in your smoothies?
I don't put yogurt in my smoothies. Do you?
Every once in a while, maybe for breakfast or something.
Okay. So, yeah, you can put yogurt in as well. I just really haven't done that, but I'm sure that it would be good. A lot of times I'll just use yogurt for snacks.
Oh, there you go. Get some of that, those crunchy little bits on there as well.
Crunchy little bits?
Yeah, the granola.
Oh. No, I stay away from granola because a lot of times, I don't know what kind of granola you buy, but a lot of times the granola has a lot of added sugar in it.
Oh, okay.
What kind do you buy?
I don't actually get it. My roommate does, and I just snag it from him.
Okay, fair enough. No, I usually throw in just nuts and either berries or pomegranate seeds.
I like those seeds that you threw into that first recipe you gave us.
Chia seeds?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, chia seeds are great, and then hemp seeds are also great. You can put both of them in because they're both high in omega-3s, and then the hemp is higher in fat, so that would take care of your source of fat for your smoothie. Okay, we'll be back for more fun after the break. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Bridget here with Sonar, and we will be back soon. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient SmartShip program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325 and mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we always use the same word, someday. Someday there'll be a cure. Someday we won't lose the people we love. But when is someday? Someday is today. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, hundreds of thousands diagnosed with blood cancer are today living a normal life. In the past 12 years, half the cancer therapies approved by the FDA were first approved for blood cancer patients, many with research supported by LLS. We are on the brink of life-changing breakthroughs. You can make these happen sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org. Help us make cures happen. Help us reach today sooner. Call 888-HELP-LLS or visit lls.org.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Bridget here with Sonar and filling in for Dr. Michael Roizen, who will be back next week. I don't know if I'm allowed to divulge where he is, but I think he scooted out to a Cavs game because he was wearing a Cavs hat. So good that he's enjoying that because he works all the time, and I know that he loves the Cavs game. Hopefully, hopefully they win.
Yeah, he works all the time. It takes two of us to fill in for him.
I know, it's so true. Yeah, he's crazy busy. So this is good that he's there, not here. Moving into the next story that is really exciting, actually. The California city of Berkeley this past week approved the first U.S. ballot measure that will tax sugary soft drinks. And this is an amazing first step on a public health level to start to go against the soda industry. Berkeley's new law that will be imposed will impose a 1 cent per ounce tax on sugar sweetened beverages. So while that doesn't seem like that much, it could be. I like that they're doing it per ounce, because then if the larger serving that you're having, the more that you'll pay, which kind of goes, it's a different spin on Michael Bloomberg's approach, who is the old mayor of New York City, and he proposed to ban the sales of large soft drinks, which I'm sure that everyone remembers. He was unsuccessful with that proposal, but I think that this is a better way to do it, where we're trying to incentivize people to buy smaller containers or none at all.
Well, if you pay by the ounce, you better not get that free refill.
Yeah, exactly. I think that will also hopefully not be in place either. And it's really exciting because this is the first successful initiative for taxing soda, and it's following two failed attempts by Richmond, California in 2012 and then New York City. And it's interesting because the former New York mayor, Michael Bloomberg, donated over $600,000 to Berkeley's campaign against the soft drink industry. And I think that he obviously was probably a big part of their success, so it's great for him that he was able to contribute in that way. They interviewed one of the councilwomen, and she said that the success of Berkeley's tax new law is credited to the lessons that they learned from Richmond's failure in 2012, and then their plan was focused specifically on her city, so they really focused on messaging that was revolved around the impact that diabetes has on the African American community in order to get more people in their community on board, which I think was really smart. So yay, that's really promising that now soft drinks will be taxed in Berkeley, and we'll see whether that is a trend that takes off around the country. There was a person from the American Beverage Association that was interviewed in an article that I was reading, and he said something like, this will not become a trend. We won't see this in other areas. So we'll see whether he's right or not.
Well, if anything, it's a wake up call for people to see that. As the libertarian in me says, oh well, why are you taxing something commercial good? But at the same time, it's a slightly easier to make a law than it is for the education, and I think the law will help with that education.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. That's a really good point. Well, and the problem is that you're right, the awareness piece is huge. Awareness is the number one most important step in order to, it's improving awareness and then changing the environment that have to coincide in order for you to have any effective outcome. And I think that for too long, the soda industry, with all of their money that's been thrown into marketing and trying to encourage youth to drink sodas through, you know, using LeBron James and Taylor Swift and Michelle Kwan and all of these athletes and famous singers that kids look up to, that's been really awful for what they're doing. So I think that they should start to pay a little
bit
for that.
What if they do something like the alcohol industry does? After they have their commercial and everything like that, at the end of it, they say, please drink responsibly.
Yeah, they should, or they should maybe have a disclaimer underneath that says, like, if LeBron James drank soda like we're saying he does, he would be much he would be much less athletic than he is.
That's how he gets those cramps.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so another good story from this past week is about healthy eating becoming too extreme. So there's a new disorder, well, it's a fairly new disorder, that's called orthorexia nervosa, and it's when people become extremely obsessive over eating pure or clean foods, and it becomes so, so much that it impairs their ability to live and function normally. And like Sonar said when we were talking about this over the break, it's kind of like OCD. And it's interesting because this disorder doesn't have a certain, an official diagnostic code, but they're, as we're seeing it more and more, they're starting to see that the treatments that are effective for these people are similar to people with OCD.
Well, it seems like almost a mental or a social disorder.
Yeah, well, and that's the first red flag, apparently, is what these researchers from Colorado are saying, is that the first red flag is when people's eating habits are making them avoid social engagements or are affecting them socially. And I think that that's definitely true. And I think that with all the misinformation out there about what to be eating, that it can become really overwhelming. So people start eliminating food groups on their own without seeing a specialist. And that can be really dangerous because it can ultimately lead to malnourishment when you're trying to just eat all clean, all raw, organic foods, and you don't have a balanced diet, there's a risk of becoming malnourished. So
it's almost like living in a clean room. You don't get enough germs to keep your antibodies up. So
exactly.
If you don't have a balanced,
I love that.
You don't have a balanced nutrition, and if you're not a nutritionist, you shouldn't be delegating your own nutrition. But at the same time, that's what it sounds like.
I completely agree with that. You're right. That's so true. And so I think that Michael Pollan had coined, he had kind of predicted that that was going to happen. And I think it was Omnivore's Dilemma, talking about how the way that we're set up makes people, it's creating a national eating disorder. And he was definitely onto something when he said that. And I haven't forgotten it when I read it years ago. So the new term is orthorexia nervosa. And I think that that's all we have. We're running out of time. So thank you so much, Sonar, for amazing input. And thank you to Dr. Michael Roizen. Thank you for listening. We hope that you stay well this week and that you enjoyed listening. Thank you so much.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.